Well, are you aware that the Green Party has pledged 1% of the GST, as going towards infrastructure?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we're looking at creating a Council of Canadian Governments, whereby the federal, the provincial, the municipal, and the native governments would all sit down together. And one of the things that I've seen, especially in the last 10 years, is there's been a complete disconnect. There's been no talk. We have the meetings of the provinces where the Prime Minister is invited. He hasn't shown up. How can you work these things out in an equitable fashion if you don't talk? You have to be willing to listen to each other. And that respect between the different levels of government, and let's face it, municipalities bear a disproportionate responsibility for infrastructure compared to either provinces or the federal levels. They're the ones that are the feet on the ground, the people that are right there doing it for the most part. So we definitely need to address that in a big way. We're so far behind right now on infrastructure spending and keeping up with the degradation that you see, from roads going bad to winter deep freeze bursting pipes to whatever you want to name, that it's not funny. We have to keep our infrastructure in good shape so that our economic opportunities in other venues have the opportunity to get from wherever it is to market. If our infrastructure is collapsing, we can't do that. So, quite frankly, the Green Party would support an increase in dealing with infrastructure issues, with no uncertainty in my mind at all with regards to that. The only uncertainty would be just how much we could do, how fast.
Right.
And again, that's where talking with each other comes in, and we can determine where the priorities are, what kind of things that we need to be planning for in the future. Because if you're always just jumping on the emergencies that come up, you're always going to have emergencies. You actually need a government that's going to look to the future, look past its four-year mandate. And quite frankly, we haven't had a lot of governments that do that. So that's one of the other things that the Greens would bring to the table, is that longer-term mindset, because in the end, it actually saves us money.
Yeah, exactly.